Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Nedarim. So we continue to talk about how a father or a husband can cancel Nedarim. So says the Mishnah, Meis Ha'av, let's say the father, so you have a Na'ara, who's a girl between 12 and 12 and a half. Engaged to be married, she has done kiddushin. So her father, Mesa'av, her father dies. Lonis Rokna Rishus Labal. So his share of the control over the Nedarim is not going to be transferred over to this husband, because he's not the full husband yet. And so the husband cannot cancel the Nedarim by himself. Mesa'bal, if he dies, if the husband dies, Nis Rokna Rishus La'av, and the father is still alive in this circumstance, so his share of the control is going to be transferred to the father, and the father does have the right to cancel her nedarim by himself. So says the Mishnah now, Bazei yafeh koach av mikoach habal. In this regard, the power of the father is greater than the power of the husband, the fiancé. Bedavar acher yafeh koach habal mikoach av. But in another matter of nedarim, the power of this fiancé is greater than the power of the husband. Shehabal mifir bebeger. Because the fiancé, this guy who's done kedushin with her, can sometimes cancel his arusa's nedarim, his fiancé's nedarim, when she is already a full adult, when she is, again, older than 12 and a half, when she's a bogeris. And we'll learn about that later on. But a father cannot ever cancel his daughter's nedarim when she is a full adult. That is Mishnah Beis. Now on to Mishnah Gimel. Nadra v'hi arusa. If a Nara, again, this girl between 12 and 12 and a half, if a Nara made another while she was halachically engaged, and her father heard about it, Niskarsha bo bayom, and she got divorced on that very day that her father heard about it, Nisarsa bo bayom, and she then got halachically engaged to a second man on that same day. Afilu lamea, or even, and again, this is not a literal case, this is just sort of to teach the halacha. Afilu lamea, even if she became halachically engaged to 100 men, one after the other, on that same day. Aviha ubala ha'achron mefirin nedareha. So the halacha is that her father and her latest fiancé can together cancel her nedarim, even the nedarim that were made while she was betrothed to the very first man. Zach, wow, this is the rule for a woman who was divorced several times. Koshal yatzas l'rishus atzma sha'achas. As long as she had never left her father's rishus and came into her own rishus for even one moment, because she was not a full adult and was never fully married. Aviha u'bala ha'achron mefir nedarah. So her father and her latest betrothed husband, they can cancel a nedarim together. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. But for now, have a wonderful day.